So, Kim, thanks for joining me today. I wanted to talk about a very important piece of the Ruiz Foods puzzle, which is community involvement, philanthropy, the Ruiz for Kids program, and all the other things that are associated with that. Years ago, and silly me for being the most wonderful editor of the National Provisioner, I forgot exactly what year you guys won the HR Evolution Award that we gave you, but it was, it must have been the 07-08 time frame.
Yeah, I think so.
It has grown since then, I'm sure. So I wanted to talk about, first, you know, talk to me about Ruiz for Kids, how it has grown in maybe the last 5 to 6 years. Has it exploded in popularity and in investment by the company? Has it been a steady growth? And what are some of the newer programs within that program that have kind of taken shape?
Okay. Well, I think, you know, Ruiz for Kids is one of my favorite things to talk about because I am so proud of our team members and their commitment to the community and giving back. It's really, it's our DNA. It's what, you know, makes us different, I think, and special. And I think in the last, since the last time you were here, we've had steady growth. But it's growth that we could have never imagined. You know, each year we say, oh my gosh, you know, given what the economy's gone through, if we could just hit last year's numbers, we'd be so grateful, and that would just be, but we beat them every year. And actually this last year, we didn't just beat them, we blew them out of the water. Because, you know, when you send out all of our invitations and, you know, you get a little nervous, no one's responding, no, you know, and then, boy, it just really came together. In fact, I'm so proud this last year. We gave almost $500,000, just our Ruiz for Kids, through their fundraising events to the community. And so that's really three components. The scholarship program, we gave graduating high school students, 253 students got scholarships. And where it's really, you know, our team, there's people that have been committed and doing it for a long time, so they're pretty good at it, and we keep tweaking. But picking the students is probably the hardest thing, because these kids are amazing. What they accomplish in high school is just beyond. I'm so glad I'm out of high school, because I would never even be a candidate. But I got to participate in Denison. It's newer to us. And in Denison, I think we gave 35, 40. And we actually host a luncheon.
Okay.
And the student brings their parents.
Oh, okay.
And we recognize every single student. They come up, and we give them a check, and they act. The other thing that they get is a year's supply of burritos. And most times, in the thank you notes I get, they're like, "Oh my gosh, thanks for the money, but the free burritos, that's so great! And can we contact you again when we run out?"
Nice.
So it's fun. But seeing, you know, at that luncheon, because here there's so many, we can't do anything like that. But the parents, and they're so proud. And then when it's especially a team member's child who might receive, you know, it's really pretty special. You can see them just welling up with pride. You know, you'll find out.
That's great. Yeah,
you have a kindergarten graduate, so that makes you proud.
That's right. Absolutely. I'm starting out on that road, so he's got some work to do to make me proud in school, but he'll get there, and I'm sure, you know, if we move to Denison or to Dinuba, I'll be able
applicant,
to take advantage.
There you go.
Exactly. So,
so that's our scholarship.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, you know, we're a Mexican food company, so we throw a fiesta for 800 of our closest friends each year. And of course, our vendors are big, they're partners and believe in our Ruiz for Kids as well. So they're really critical to, you know, our event being successful. But we have a casino, silent auction, live auction. That day earlier, we do a vendor summit. So we host all of them and kind of tell them what's going on with our business. And this year we raised $350,000 for four nonprofits. We partner and select four charities that we support for 3 years so that they can really do something impactful in the community.
Cool.
And so, and part of that this year, we presented the checks. No one knew what the amount was, and we kind of held it. And at our Christmas party, the company Christmas party, the nonprofits accepted, and they didn't know what the checks were. and they were floored, and there was a lot of tears.
Wow.
And a lot of comments after that, you know, that's a really nice part of our Christmas program. And again, it's kind of what makes our company special.
That's great.
And then the latest that we're just 2 years into, we call it our teacher mini grant program.
Okay.
And so we do some smaller fundraising internally, and that's held here or held in Denison. And teachers, you know, spend a lot of their own money for supplies for the classrooms.
I know that.
You
well.
Know that.
My wife's a teacher.
Yes. And so we started this mini grant program. I think we did 15 grants, mm-hmm. around that amount. But, and you know, local teachers, they just say, one was like, I'd like to get balls and jump ropes and things for the kids to get rid of some of their energy.
Okay.
You know, so they take them outside, they do a little bit, and then they're more focused when they come in the classroom. And he, you know, was probably $300 or $400. And then we did, kids aren't able to go on field trips like they used to. Mm-hmm. So there's some ways electronically where they can actually, they toured a zoo.
Oh.
Live.
Wow.
And, you know, so we helped fund that. I mean, in smaller things, but the benefit of those has been really nice.
What about growth of the team member involvement in some of this philanthropy over the years? Have you seen a steady involvement, or have more people gotten involved in within the company and helping out with some of these initiatives or additional initiatives that you might have?
Everybody's involved in some way. Mm-hmm. You know, those that they might sell a ticket. Each department puts together a raffle, so they spend their own money putting together these amazing baskets. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody does something. You know, they might volunteer that day to help set up, help clean up. At our golf tournament, we always need help. So it really is, it pretty much is everybody. It's pretty nice. And it's fun to, you know, we interview folks, and then after they come on board and getting to talk to them, and they're like, I really, you know, they come back to me and they're like, what can I do? How can I get involved with Reese for Kids?
Cool.
So I think it's a nice way. I mean, we are... we're in a small town. Everybody works really hard. So I think people are able to satisfy that need to give back. Let them do it through work, as opposed to, you know, everybody has responsibilities once they go home and you feel like you should be doing something, but it's hard to find the time. And so we, you know, we let them take the time here to give back.
Great.
So.
In terms of, you know, the theme of the cover story is very much around innovation. So what is some of the innovation you're embarking upon with Reese for Kids? What other cool things are you working on? And this is not a competitive thing, so hopefully you have something that, you know, that maybe you're working on or thinking of expanding this program into, or something you'd like to, maybe if the company grows more in a faster way down the road. What would you really like to do with Reese for Kids?
Well, I mean, I think one of my challenges is keep the group would love to do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Or saying, let's do, you know, because we do have a business that we have to focus on.
We'll figure. Right.
But the teacher grants, I think, is something that's new. We've just done it 2 years now. Mm-hmm. This year we're going to take it to Denison. And so we're super excited about that.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, and Kim can re-say it, but I think one of the things that, from what Bonka shared with me this year, is you actually had a Reese for Kids meeting with...
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, in the past we've done, like, a board retreat kind of and they've been more team building. And so it's always a lot of fun, because it really, I see a lot of leadership being developed at Reese for Kids, because you have people at all levels of the company that just have a passion for giving back. And they get to interact, and they build relationships. Normally, maybe they wouldn't even see each other, because we've gotten so big.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's nice, and that was good, the team building. But this year we said, you know, we're a big nonprofit, and while we have an amazing executive director, and she keeps us on task and focused in the business of it, they participated in business strategic planning for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So you have folks that, you know, are learning new skills. And so that was kind of fun. And I think they really appreciated that.
How have, you know, one of the other things we're talking about in the print story is the whole melding together of the old veteran management and the new management at, you know, Breeze, how have the new folks kind of embraced it? And I know you're not going to say they haven't, but how have they kind of folded into that Breeze for Kids additional responsibility, if you will, the Rachels and the and her team that she's brought in?
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, she certainly gets it. She knows that this is important to us. It's important to the whole, not just the family. It's not just Kim and Fred. You want this Reese for Kids. It really is a company wide, and she knows that letting people take the time to be a part of it. She herself supports it. She's encouraged her leadership team to get involved, to support, and so, I mean, that's been really nice.
Great.
I don't have to fight for, you know, to keep it in front of everybody.
Great. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
About Reese for Kids. No, I was chuckling. We have a CFO, and you didn't. He's just an amazing gentleman, and we're always benchmarking everything we can about our peers and how we're performing and everything. And so I found a benchmark on community giving. So I'm like, well, we are really outperforming the industry. And you can imagine from a CFO's standpoint, he's like, yes, we are.
Fantastic. Well, somebody's got to outperform the industry in giving.
Yeah.
And you know, there are a lot of folks who do it, but you guys are definitely your shining example, if you will.
Thanks. Well, you've met my father, and he really sets the bar as far as, you know, he's a pretty special guy. So we want to make him proud.